And I'm here with Carson Neary, one of our new Rangers of the Week. He's been working hard, especially for the Roundup, for writing a lot of articles, including an innovative piece on 9/11. But he also works really hard with the campus ministry department. So, Carson, thank you for taking the time to interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you as a person? How did you get to Jesuit?
So before Jesuit, I went to St. Thomas Aquinas in Lakewood. I have I've always been in kind of a military leadership-based family. My dad was in the military, went to West Point, so I was born in San Antonio on an Air Force base. I have a twin brother. I'm sure you've seen him around campus. Looks exactly like me, identical. An older sister who goes to Texas, and I have a little brother at St. Thomas. And so I was raised Catholic throughout my middle school experience at St. Thomas, and academics was always a priority for me. I never was the most athletic kid, but I enjoyed physical activities with friends, so that was kind of a exciting part of my childhood. And then as I grew up, the leadership opportunities and the type of stuff and the type of passions that I developed kind of shaped what I participated in. When I was looking at a high school, I really wanted a high school that kind of exemplified the leadership attributes while offering an academic rigorous experience that I knew would be incomparable elsewhere in the Dallas area. So that's why I was totally excited and ready to take on Jesuit. And I've come full circle and really enjoyed my 4 years here.
That's probably the best answer I've heard out of anyone when I've asked this question. That's really good. So we already briefly mentioned your campus ministry and your involvement in the Roundup. Can you talk about some of the other activities you're involved here at Jesuit?
Yeah, so at Jesuit, I've been a retreat leader all 4 years. So in fact, yesterday I just finished up the freshman retreat leader. I had a great group, and I did that last year as well. Junior Kairos was going to do that along with the junior retreat, but obviously COVID. And then the sophomore retreat with my classmates was a fun way to lead them through that experience. I've also been an ambassador for the past couple of years, executive big brother. I did Magis freshman year, and I had two kids who I really enjoyed meeting with and talking to and taking them to various Jesuit events. I've been a part of the medical society with the CatDAC section. Not really necessarily want to go into a medical field, but I've always been interested in how our frontline workers operate, especially at this time. Eucharistic ministry is a big part of my person, and being a Catholic definitely is a priority for me in maintaining my faith life. So that was important for me. I'm a part of the Spanish Honor Society and National Honor Society. And I played lacrosse freshman year, so that was a fun way to meet people as well as join a team that was definitely competitive and a fun team to be a part of. Outside of school, I'm involved in Boy Scouts. I'm an Eagle Scout. Finished that up last year, so not really doing too much Boy Scouts right now, but I help my other Scouts with their Eagle Scout projects. So that's been an exciting part of the last couple of years.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know you were an Eagle Scout. There's a lot of activities, so you seem like a really busy man. Congratulations for being able to manage your time with all those things. And especially Boy Scouts, because that's an incredible commitment. Congratulations on becoming an Eagle Scout.
Thank you.
So how does it feel to win Ranger of the Week by your classmates' recommendations?
At the time, I didn't really, my mom texted me and she said, have you seen have you looked at the Twitter? And then, I saw Mr. Duras and he gave me a big smile and I wasn't really sure what, had happened. And so when I looked on the social media, that was kind of a surprise for me. And it was definitely an honor just because I've always enjoyed being a Jesuit and the activities I've done, so it was nice to be recognized. I usually don't like to be recognized, but it was an enjoyable part of my week a couple weeks ago.
And then final question, what advice would you give to underclassmen about stepping into leadership roles this year, especially from your experience as being a senior?
I would say for underclassmen to definitely involve themselves in everything that kind of comes to them. You're not too good to be involved in anything. And so if you come into Jesuit with the mindset that you're too cool for any club that you might not like or a sport that you might not like, then you're kind of missing out on opportunities where you could step into leadership positions. And always develop, I think the most important thing is to develop relationships with your teachers and with your classmates, underclassmen and upperclassmen, just to emphasize the type of brotherhood, and eventually those roles of leadership will be passed down to you. So it's important that you prepare and you observe how others do it. That way, when it comes to your turn, which it definitely will in any of the clubs that you could be involved in at Jesuit, you'll be ready to step up and lead your classmates as an exemplified leader.
Well, thank you so much, Carson, again, for sitting down.
Yeah, thank you.